What a weekend it is! Gonna talk about the Colts and the Cowboys. Bad news on the injury front. Holy cow, the worst news you can possibly imagine. We'll get into it. What are they gonna do? What are they gonna do to stop Micah Parsons of the Cowboys, right? Indiana takes on Rutgers tomorrow. You've got Butler playing Tennessee Tech. You've got the Pacers tonight at Utah. You've got Cameroonesia. Cameroon, what are you doing against Brazil, for the love of God? Indiana soccer in the Elite Eight again. You've got the Team USA knockout round opener, hopefully, not the closer, tomorrow. Lots going on. High school basketball all over the place. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts right after we talk about what we're going to give away, and we might do it at the end of this. All right, we're giving away either this jersey autographed by Andre Tippett, mini helmet autographed by Ron Dayne, one of the great running backs in the history of college football, or a Vikings football autographed by Dante Culpepper. We will do that before the end of the show. I'm going to tell you when to comment. First person to comment, you got to be a subscriber, though, so make sure you subscribe. By the way, this is Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling for Friday, December 2nd, 2022, brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Today's Dentistry's got it rolling. They are wonderful at what they do. Best dentist in the world, Dr. Mike O'Neill. I'm going next week. I can't wait because it's time well invested in my own health. Healthy teeth, healthy heart, that's a fact. Give them a call, 317-849-2933. At least a healthy mouth helps your heart be healthy. Doesn't guarantee you're not going to have a heart attack. You can't do that. Nobody makes such a claim. Certainly not me. All right. Kenny Moore out for Sunday. He's got the ankle. Might go on IR. They're not sure. And then the really bad news. Oh, by the way, you subscribe if you want to win a prize. Hit the like button. Ring the bell if you want an alert every time we go live. And if you want to make a donation, you can make a donation. It will have no impact whatsoever on your eligibility to win one of the prizes. All right? This is not a lottery. It's just a giveaway. All you have to be is a subscriber, and you have to comment when you were prompted to do it. Okay. Braden Smith, out. He's got an illness. It must be a bad illness because we're still more than 48 hours out from the game this Sunday night in Dallas, and they have ruled Braden Smith out. So he must not be well, really unwell, because what's going to happen on Sunday night without Braden Smith on that offensive line at the right tackle position? Whew, I don't know. But you can line Micah Parsons up everywhere. He lines up everywhere. Lines up on the right edge, left edge. He stands up. He does all kinds of things, and he puts a lot of pressure on the quarterback. He's getting about a sack a game this season after having a really good rookie year where I think he had 13 in 17 games. But Micah Parsons is a game wrecker, and although Jeff Saturday wouldn't say who's going to fill in for Braden Smith at right tackle, who would it be other than Matt Pryor? Maybe Dennis Kelly. But if it's Matt Pryor, my God, like you walk into the casino, you got one of those magnet things that drives the slot machines crazy, like back in the old days, and all of a sudden you're just winning jackpots. That's kind of what Micah Parsons is going to feel like if he sees as his opposite number Matt Pryor. Bernie Ryman, he's going to have, you know what? The Cowboy defensive linemen, the edge guys, they're going to look at each other and say, okay, you know, flip a coin, winner gets to attack Pryor. It's not just automatically going to be Micah Parsons, but Micah Parsons is the guy who can wreck this game for the Colts. Before we found out that Braden Smith was going to be out, I really thought, you know what? Colts got a chance to win this game. Without Braden Smith, I don't want to say no hope, but the hope's limited. Now, I'll tell you what, though. The books have not adjusted. Like, nobody's throwing money on the Cowboys at a level that's adjusting that 10.5. It is still 10.5. So you want to get a bit of a bargain in the opposite direction. I don't know whether 10 and that defense is pretty good. Colts defense is pretty good. 10.5 is kind of a more fair number. I really thought it was a value play to bet the Colts and take the 10.5. But without Braden Smith and with Matt Ryan back there, I don't know what the hell you do. This is a catastrophe for the Colts. Yeah, Saturday wouldn't say who's going to be over there, but why would he, right? You know, and it could be any number of people. All right, let's talk for a minute about the Colts, a little bit more about the Colts. Which of these three, in your mind, just as you're thinking about it, and if you want to share your thoughts in the comments, please do. Which of these three more likely to return or most likely to return in 2023? Jeff Saturday is the head coach. Don't tell me Jeff Saturday for GM. Chris Ballard as GM, Matt Ryan at quarterback. I'll give you the least likely. That's Matt Ryan at quarterback. The Colts can peel off like 17, 18 million bucks against the cap and cash by cutting ties with Matt Ryan before we get to the free agency period. So, Matt Ryan, I think, is going to be a ghost. You cannot project yourself as a winner in 2023. There will be no hope if Matt Ryan is the starting quarterback for the Colts in 2023. No offense to Matt Ryan. Seems to be a lovely man, but he can't win in the National Football League more than his team loses. It's just inconceivable, right, at this point. He's 37. He ain't going to come out faster and slicker next year than he is this year. Chris Ballard, I don't think he's coming back. I don't think he wants to come back. I don't think Jim Irsay wants him to come back. Jim Irsay said that it hadn't even entered his consciousness that Chris Ballard wouldn't come back. Said that in the media availability where they announced Jeff Saturday as a coach. I'm not buying that in the least. And I don't think Chris Ballard's buying it. I don't think Ballard's going to be back. Jeff Saturday could be back. Jeff Saturday, I think it'd be kind of a shame. Jeff Saturday is, there's a real baptism by fire thing going on with Jeff Saturday. He's learning how to be an NFL coach. He, if he comes back, is going to be a much better head coach next September at the season opener than he has been the last three games, or he will be moving forward these last five. Jeff Saturday will be better. And that's not just hopeful. That's legit. So, Jeff Saturday coming back? That could happen. Do you hire Jeff Saturday as the permanent head coach and then allow Jeff Saturday to be a part of hiring the general manager? So the general manager kind of reports to Saturday. A lot of teams do that. A lot of teams, the coach is at the top of the pyramid and the GM is beneath him. That's the way it was in St. Louis with Jeff Fisher and Les Snead. Les Snead's still there, Jeff Fisher not. So draw your conclusions as you will. Hey, Team USA, knockout round. Tomorrow they play the Dutch. The Dutch used to say in Western Michigan when I lived there, if you ain't Dutch, you ain't much. And then my dad would run around and say, hey, if you are Dutch, you ain't much. And you know, there were never fisticuffs. The Dutch are a humorous people, and they enjoyed my dad's revelry and his disparaging remarks. But they play the Dutch tomorrow, the Americans do, at 10 in the morning. First time in the knockout round for a while for Team USA. And then it's a big soccer day. The Indiana soccer team in the quarterfinals again of the College Cup, they take on UNC Greensboro, who beat Stanford in penalty kicks. Indiana ranked 13th. UNC Greensboro ranked 12th. This is going to be a hell of a game. If Indiana wins, they move on to the Final Four. How cool is that? Again, they've been there like 26 times or some craziness. Indiana flat knows how to play great soccer when the stakes are highest. How about this? And then we're going to talk about basketball and all that stuff. But Jalen Kitna, this boob, down at Florida. He was a quarterback for Florida. He's been dismissed from the team. Had to be the easiest decision to dismiss a kid in the history of that program, and they've had some decisions like that. Jalen Kitna charged three counts of possession of child porn and then two counts of trafficking child porn. That is, like, that's an HR home run. You don't even need to sit down with HR to make that call. You're just like, okay, this boob's got to go. This guy, what a moron. You know, they're not like, well, maybe there's some mitigating circumstances. No. Child porn, goners. And that's the way that goes. And so he has been relieved of his responsibilities as a Florida football player. And I would imagine that the university would say goodbye to him too. If not, what do you have to do to get kicked out of Florida? Hoosiers tomorrow, 4 o'clock at Rutgers. This kind of a... excuse me. You don't want to say a must-win game, but if Indiana could find a way to go 2-0 early in the Big Ten season, these bonus two Big Ten games, that gives them a huge leg up toward everything that they want. A split, you're still in the game. 0-2 would be a complete, utter disgrace. But against Rutgers tomorrow, they got a shot. No Geo Baker, no Ron Harper Jr. Nice for the Hoosiers. A good, clear road, you hope, to 2-0. And then it gets a little bit tough. They get the Rutgers game, Nebraska. Then they got Arizona and then Kansas. So they're going to be tested over the next four before they get, like, Kennesaw State and some other... Elon. I don't want to say Elon's a crappy program. They're not a great basketball team, though. Purdue, Michigan, that game tomorrow night for the Big Ten Championship, and college football playoff ramifications abound in this game. If the Boilers, look, I don't root for Purdue a lot, all right? I never root for them against Indiana. Otherwise, I'm pretty kind of non-committal about Purdue. But playing Jim Harbaugh in Michigan, I want Purdue to kick their ass all the way back up I-69 to Ann Arbor and be done with this guy and kick his team the hell out of the college football playoff. I want Aiden O'Connell to go nuts tomorrow night at Lucas Oil Stadium. Boiler up! Is that how you say it? I don't know. But I'm going to be boiling up tomorrow. Purdue, they open Big Ten play at Mackey on Sunday against Nebraska. Bulldogs, the Butler Bulldogs tomorrow against Tennessee Tech at 2 o'clock. And holy cow, what a weekend of sports. Am I right or am I right? Pacers, tonight, 9 o'clock at Utah. So what I got to do, because DirecTV stream's gone, and that's the streaming technology that would allow you to watch Pacers basketball, Cubs baseball. I got rid of it. It was too damn expensive. So I said goodbye to DirecTV stream. Hello to YouTube TV. So I got to get Bally Sports Indiana, and I'm going to have to do that tonight to watch a game. So there you go. But it's still cheaper than what DirecTV stream would cost. And the picture's better, the sound's better. YouTube's technology is just flat better than anyone else. And that's the way it is. I'm not getting paid for that. I tell you the truth. It doesn't matter who pays me to do what. I tell you the truth. And I tell you I'm being paid. Always. Other games this weekend are going to be fascinating and have huge college football ramifications. TCU against K-State in the Big 12 championship. If K-State can win, and they could against TCU, that would knock TCU out. Georgia, LSU. If LSU wins, they could nudge their way into the college football playoff. A loss will not displace Georgia from the college football playoff. USC against Utah. Utah could knock the Trojans out and maybe lift Ohio State back in. But what do you do if you're the playoff committee and you've got Ohio State sitting, right? After being beaten by Michigan, if Michigan loses to Purdue, can they put Ohio State in over the top? This is what makes the college football playoff interesting, and expanding it to 12 games is going to, like, declaw all of this. Who's going to care? Why would we care? 7th, 8th, 9th? Doesn't matter. Everybody's getting in. It's Oprah with cars. You get a car. You get a car. You get a car. Hey, we're all going to the college football playoff. It's terrible. It's a disgrace. I like it the way it is. Like I like everything just the way it is. No changes. NCAA, here's how I'd like the NCAA tournament to exist. All right? The NCAA tournament at 68 teams, I want it to contract to 64. All the better at 32, but I'll take 64. Expanding it to 96 would be utterly asinine. Crazy. All right, let's give away. We are either going to give away, and don't comment yet. First commenter gets it, but not until I say so. A Vikings football signed by Dante Culpepper. A mini helmet signed by Ron Dayne. Or this Patriots jersey signed by Andre Tippett. And they all have certificates of authenticity from our good friends at Pristine Auctions. Okay. Go ahead. First commenter. Let's see who it is. And you're going to have to then DM me on Twitter at Ken Sterling. Diamond off, Afton gotcha. All right. That's the first. There you are. That guy, whoever you are, you must DM me on Twitter at Kent Sterling. At Kent Sterling. DM me your name, your address, and I will. Julie, give me A, B, or C. Julie says B. B is the Ron Dayne autographed mini football. So you will get, fella, lady, you will get the Ron Dayne autographed mini helmet in the mail. It will be on its way to you likely tomorrow. You'll probably get it sometime next week. We cannot be held responsible for the mail and delays that may, this is going to make a cool Christmas gift. You want to give it away, you can. All right, tomorrow, after the Indiana-Rutgers game, we will do an instant post-game, tell you why Indiana won that game. Great leadership from the seniors is going to be part of the that formula. And I think Jalen Hood-Schifino might have a big game. Malik Renu also. He's due, right? Renu is due. Have a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Go see some high school basketball tonight. I'm going.